Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sal Capaccio joining us live this morning, Bills beat reporter and sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills Network. And we're looking at the Bills and Browns tonight in Cleveland. Sal, this is a preseason game, but it has the feeling of a regular season game, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, lots of storylines here, Susan. I mean, this is a really intriguing preseason game. I wrote about it at our website, and I said, who says preseason games are dull? Because this one certainly is not. Of course, you have the return of Tyrod Taylor against his former team, the return of Corey Coleman, just traded to the Bills against his former team. You have Josh Allen against Baker Mayfield, two of the more polarizing draft prospects, the number 1 and 7 picks in the draft. Everybody wants to know about these quarterbacks. And, of course, just in itself, you have, you know, on the Bills side, Josh Allen, the quarterback competition, Zay Jones, lots of stuff going on.
So many different storylines. I'm wondering what you're kind of hearing from people as far as what they're most interested to watch. You know, I can't decide personally. I want to see Baker Mayfield on the field. I want to see Tyrod again against the Bills. And, of course, I want to see how Josh Allen performs. So what do you find that fans are most looking forward to heading into this?
Well, I think it's Josh Allen and, you know, playing with hopefully not just the third string. He had been with the second string a lot this week, Brian, so I think that's an indication we'll get him with the twos tonight. Maybe. I don't know if he'll play any time with the starters. I doubt it, but if that was the case, that'd be really interesting. But I think most fans are really interested in seeing Josh Allen's progression from the third string to the second string and how he can handle that and how he looks tonight.
So given that, you know, what's the order that you expect tonight? Who do you think will start? What about the second half?
I think, I don't know if it's going to be half or quarter, how they're going to do that, Susan, but I think you'll go A.J. McCarron and then Josh Allen and then Nathan Peterman, just on the way that last week went and then the way the rotation went at practice this week. Last week, Peterman started. It has been a rotation, so I think that means McCarron starts this week. And all week, as I said, Josh Allen's been with the second unit, and I got to think that means he's playing with the second unit this week. I do expect the starters to go a little bit longer this week because Leslie Frazier basically told us that. Now, I don't know if he means just on defense because he's the defensive coordinator, but the other day when we met with him before practice, he said, you know, the starters will get a little bit more time this week. So they got a quarter last week. Does that mean a quarter in a series or a quarter and a half, and then the second team will come in, and how long do they play? I don't know. Does that mean a whole half for the third team like last week? We'll see where that goes.
You know, they're all wrapped up after Cleveland. They're heading back to Orchard Park. You know, St. John Fisher, they said goodbye. After that whole training camp, one preseason game, what can you tell us about where these three quarterbacks stand? Who is the favorite to be the starter week one right now?
Well, there's good news and bad news if you're a Bills fan. The good news is all three have so far looked good, in a game at least. I mean, they've had their good and bad moments in practice. There's no doubt about that. But the bad news is, because of that, there's still no clear separation. We're no closer to knowing who the starting quarterback is right now, Brian, than we were probably back on July 26th when they first had their first training camp practice at St. John Fisher. So I think tonight will maybe hopefully clear that up a little bit, but we hoped last week would. And then they went out there, and Peterman went 9 of 9, and then, you know, 9 of 10 eventually. And then A.J. McCarron came in and went, what, 9? He was 7 of 10. And then Josh Allen came in. He had a couple drops. He threw for 116 yards and a touchdown. It was just no separation. They all looked good. But again, it's a good problem to have, but I think you'd at least like to have an indication of where they're starting to separate. We don't see that right now.
Now, Sal, what about Tyrod Taylor, or should I say Tyrod, or what is he calling himself? What do you make of all this name thing, the rebranding?
Well, look, when I talked to Bills players last year, sometimes they would call him Tyrod. And I thought it was just, you know, different people have different accents. They speak phonetically different. So I never thought about it because we always would call him Tyrod. No one ever corrected us. He did not. And then one of his teammates told a reporter in Cleveland, it's Tyrod. It's not even Tyrod. It's Tyrod. And then we were, oh, okay, well, that's what we're supposed to call him. So other people did some investigating. And apparently his dad, though, says he calls him Tyrod. So guess what? I'm going to call him Tyrod. I mean, the man named him, right? So he calls him Tyrod. I'm going to call him Tyrod.
And you know what? He's been here in the studio with us before. We've called him Tyrod.
Right.
Nothing. Coaches have called him Tyrod again and again and again. nothing. I think we're fine on the tie rod, right?
Yeah, and I don't think he really cares that much, to be quite honest.
Yeah, he's always kind of that low-key guy. He's the demeanor, I think, of Tyrod Taylor is the one thing that everyone always complimented when he was here with the Bills, and that's kind of showing going into his first game playing against his old team.
Oh, no doubt about it. He was 5 for 5 last week in his first preseason game against the New York Giants. Baker Mayfield came in. He had a really nice game. It's going to be interesting watching those two quarterbacks as well tonight, especially, guys, if Mayfield shares the field with Allen, right? I mean, if they will go kind of against each other, so to speak, that'll be interesting. But as far as Tyrod's concerned, yeah, I mean, he has a little bit of something I think he wants to kind of prove tonight, put a couple scores on the board before he leaves the game if he can against the Bills. But it's been interesting watching him. And then, you know, they have that whole thing going on with Hard Knocks on HBO, and you get a really good glimpse into Tyrod and how he is with the Browns, and he's just as good of a person and leader as he was here in Buffalo.
What do you think is the plan for Tyrod in Cleveland? Do you think that they plan to start him, or do they, you know, are they hoping to start Baker Mayfield for the season?
Well, Hugh Jackson's made it clear that Tyrod Taylor's his starter. That basically Baker Mayfield is not going to win the starting job no matter how well he plays. Now, people can always force your hand to make a different decision, right? You never know, but I don't see Tyrod Taylor not lining up week one for the Cleveland Browns. He's the guy they traded a high third-round pick for. He's a guy that they gave a $10 million bonus to once they traded for him. He is a veteran. You have this rookie that you want to bring along. And let's not forget, Hugh Jackson has gone 1-31. First of all, it's surprising he even has his job now. But if he wants to keep his job next year, I don't think the best course of action is just to throw out there a first-round draft pick and a rookie when you have Tyrod Taylor sitting there who has a chance to win you some games.
And this game means we'll see some of the Bills on Hard Knocks coming up in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, they always focus on the team they're, you know, they're chronicling. They don't focus on the opponent. But I think tonight, what you'll probably see when you see this episode air, you'll see maybe some of the interactions, Tyrod with his former teammates, Corey Coleman with his former teammates, and then you'll see some highlights, obviously, but you probably won't get much from the Bills side of things because HBO really doesn't do that. The Bills do have their own kind of version of that. It's called Bills Embedded. It premiered Wednesday night. It's on Facebook Watch. It was about 20 minutes long, the first episode. It's really good, guys, and people should go watch it. And it gives you a really nice inside look and insight into Sean McDermott and the way he runs his football team.
Hey, you mentioned the interactions between teammates. Tyrod Taylor, LeSean McCoy, they still kind of hang out together. We see them at basketball games, things like that. Yeah. They're pretty close, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but you get that around the league, right? You get a lot of guys that hang out with each other around the league. And the fact that Tyrod's only 3 hours away, you know, if there's something going on in Toronto or Buffalo or Cleveland or Pittsburgh or whatever, you know, a lot of these guys, they're friends and they'll hang out. And LeSean and Tyrod are still friends. And I'm sure Tyrod's still friends with a lot of guys on the Buffalo Bills. You know, I mean, it's business. These people have been in this business long enough to know that it is a business and anything can happen. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to have your friendships stop.
Sal, you knew this question was coming. The Bills signed Sam Rogers earlier in the week. What is their plans for him?
I think he's more of a camp body than anything. Sorry to disappoint you there, Mr. Beamer. But you tell me about him. I don't know much about him from Virginia Tech. But look, he's not winning a job over Patrick DeMarco, and they're not keeping two fullbacks. So he's probably there to make sure Patrick DeMarco just doesn't have to take every rep and his legs fall off.
Sounds good. And is Cam Phillips playing tonight?
Cam Phillips should play tonight. He's had a nice bounce back week after missing last week with an injury. I really like the camp he's had, but he's on an uphill climb still to make this team based on where the numbers are at wide receiver. If he can show that he can play special teams, he'll clearly be in the mix to make it there.
We haven't heard from LeSean McCoy since these latest developments have come out over the past week, have we?
No. He has not spoken publicly or privately to the media, but he's still on the field. He's still working, and I don't expect us to hear anything from him. And when he did speak the first time, you know, that first week of camp about everything, he didn't want to answer any questions about it anyway. So even if we did hear from him, Brian, I don't think we'd get anything about this.
All right. Sal Capaccio will be listening tonight from WGR Sports Radio 550.